Well, good afternoon, everyone. Again, this is Shay Dooley with the Wedding Experience Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about some major tips when it comes to actually sending invitations, some of the etiquette around invitations, and then just overall some of the recommendations that I would take, especially this day and age when so much is being taken over by technology, social media integration. So I think that today's podcast episode, if you listen to it, you could probably save yourself a lot of headaches that I think are completely unnecessary that many, many couples actually experience. So the few things that I'm going to talk about around etiquette, I've been getting a lot of questions about, and I'm going to tell you that it's controversial. Everyone has their opinions, unfortunately, but I'm going to share with you some of the overall options that I have found. And I've read a lot of forums on this particular podcast episode looking for other opinions because some of these questions are quite common. So let me first jump into what I would recommend around invitations. And to be clear, and I didn't know this, which is sad, when my wife and I got married, is that RSVPs and invitations are different. So RSVPs you usually send out, really as soon as possible. That's usually a good recommendation. I recommend that because the earlier that you get your RSVPs out, especially if your wedding is in less than a year, that just makes everyone, you've got the best opportunity that everyone's going to actually go to your wedding, because if you wait, then everybody else that is getting married and all the other events that go on in our lives, they're going to take precedence over your actual wedding. So RSVPs, those can be sent out at any time. Don't listen to anybody else's opinion. There's no harm in sending an RSVP out early. Now, invitations, as far as invitations go, timing is very different as far as sending out a formal paper in the mail, expensive, just on and on and on, hassle. It was a hassle for my wife and I sending out invitations, and you're gonna hear so many different opinions when it comes to when you should actually send your invitations out. So let me make a lot of things easier, and these are some of my recommendations. So I don't really understand, but I do get that there are people that still want to send formal envelopes in the mail with invitations, and it's a paper copy. There is something traditional and nostalgic about that. It's cool. It's something that people can hold on to. In fact, I think on our refrigerator, we have, I think, like three of our best friends' wedding invitations actually on our refrigerator. So I get it. Totally understand. For those of you that are not like striving to go the ultra traditional route, which if you've listened to my podcast, I don't typically follow the just old traditional, everything traditional styles of weddings. I give you those options, but my recommendation is what's going to keep you sane and making the most impact and doing it in a simplistic way. So my recommendation around invitations, and this is my own recommendation, is that if you can, you're moving to a web-based type of RSVP and invitation. They are so much easier, even if you have just the slightest technical skills on, online. So if you're going to build a website, you can go to websites like Wix.com. There's others, but type in Wix.com, W-I-X, and you'll find all their competitors pop up on Google. And there are so many of those personalized websites that you can build with pretty low skills as far as website development. And there's no coding involved in that. It's very simplistic to use. And even if you're not comfortable with that, there are other social media platforms. You could even use Facebook to create a page. And that's where you could actually embed your RSVP. You could do invitations on there. The thing I like is usually with a website and using social media, you can actually combine your invitation and RSVP. You can have all of your data put into that as far as, who's invited and what's going on and the details. So my big recommendation is actually to get away from doing especially paper copy RSVP and then turning right back around and then sending the invitations. So what most people don't realize is it is super easy and cost effective to actually order the invitations online. But then, and I'm talking about the paper copies, but then once you actually get the paper copies and the mail, then you have to turn around and buy the stamps, and then you have to address all of those, and then you have to go and deal with the post office and actually send them. And yes, trust me, I'm the king of finding easier ways than doing what I just mentioned, but for the most part, almost everybody's going to do those steps. It's getting stamps, getting envelopes, addressing all of them, and then actually having to go to the post office and mail all of those. And it's exactly what my wife and I did, and it was a complete hassle. So why do I recommend some of the online? Why online? So a couple things about online is I personally, if I get a letter in the mail, I definitely am going to open it, but it's just, with all the things with bills and advertisements and just so much noise in the mail right now, it's just very likely that could get lost in shuffle. So I particularly like, you have the ability, if you build a website, you can actually Facebook message, you could text message, you can email. There's so many different ways that you can communicate with your guest in the way that they want to be communicated. And so I don't care how old you are. I mean, I've got an 80-year-old grandma and she can text message. So there's very few excuses for that. And in the rare exception, you can always send, you know, a personalized letter to someone that just doesn't have email, text messages, or Facebook Messenger, any of those. So there's many different ways that you can actually use different platforms of communication to actually send out your link, your personalized link for your wedding. So on that website, you'll have things like, obviously it'll be an RSVP, so you want to make sure that you have the ability to allow your guests to RSVP. It is amazing if you already have the information about where your venue is. It's incredibly important to provide that location. Believe it or not, it's amazing. It's 2018 and people still ask about directions. You can put directions in there. Apparently some people don't have GPS these days. So directions is always nice for you to put those on as well. So it's really nice. Now here's the other huge benefit about online is that if there is anything that changes, whether it's an event detail, whether it's even a misspelling, the date changes, anything like that, you have the ability on the back end to log in, make those updates, and believe it or not, there's twice that would have been very nice whenever my wife and I got married if we had the ability to go in the back end and actually change that. So that's what I would say is really nice. And then finally, what I would say is I totally understand the traditional letter in the mail because it's something that people can hold on to and they can, you know, put in, a shoebox and put it in their closet and then yeah, I get it, right? It's awesome. I love that side of it. One of the nice things about a website is they do have somewhat of a replacement for that is a convenient factor of having the ability for your guests to actually upload pictures. And so there are websites that allow, you know, once the day of comes, your guests can actually upload all kinds of pictures. You can share, you know, your board, whatever you want to do on your actual website. So, I mean, it does last forever too. Totally understand having a tangible item in your hand. But again, for any of you that are just looking for something that's cost effective, that is ultra simplistic, that you can set up very quickly. You can combine your RSVPs and your invitations, not have to deal with sending something in the mail. I think that all of those things are huge benefits and I personally recommend it. Now, for those of you that do not care at all about that amount of work and, you know, just thrive for stress and want this to be the most difficult process you can possibly make, go for the paper copy invitations. I'm all for it. There is something nice about getting a tangible item in the mail and I totally understand that. So, a couple other things about invitations. These are top questions that I get. And again, they're controversial. I looked a lot of forums up. I looked a lot of, you know, threads and saw what are some other people's responses. This one, I'm going to give you my opinion-ish, and I'm also going to share with you some options. So, believe it or not, the actual top question has, the first one is going to be, when do I send my invitation? So I cover that. RSVPs, that's as soon as possible, whenever you can, and don't listen to anybody else on that advice. I'm black and white on that one. On invitations, that one, people range. I mean, it's all over the place. You can see 2 to 3 months, you can see 6 months, you can see a year. There's so many opinions out there. That's just one more reason why I like to combine invitations with RSVPs and do it on an online setting. So, guys, what's number two? The second most popular question is, how do I have an adult-only wedding? So, believe this or not, actually, even in the last 3 or 4 years since we've been doing weddings, this has become a very, very popular question. So, a lot of couples are actually looking to have weddings without kids, and nothing against kids. It gives the ability to stretch the budget because kids still count as guests in many situations. And it's not just about the budget. It's also about, you know, you have to provide a seat for that individual guest. It can absolutely have an impact on your venue. Some of the other things about bringing kids, or if you invite someone, you don't really know if they're going to bring their kids 100% of the time. And a lot of times they don't actually RSVP that their kids are coming. They just show up with them. Or the kids might not be invited and you didn't spell that out on the invitation. So the advice is, how do I have an adult-only wedding? Well, if you are looking to do that, and there are advantages, and I think personally one of them is that it can also give a break for your guest, and so that they can enjoy maybe an evening with all of your friends and family without having to bring their kids and go through the hassle of all of that. Now, depending on that couple, then that means they have to find a babysitter and all kinds of other stuff. So this is why it's so controversial, because when you're dealing with kids, that means that if I can't bring my daughter, that means that I have to do a whole bunch of stuff in the background, and then I might not even be able to make it to your wedding because of that logistic. On the flip side, on what, you know, a lot of the other opinions about adult-only weddings are is, okay, well, I guess that would give my wife and I an opportunity to go out, have a great time, and then, of course, the very next day, we'll be with our daughter again. So that's really where, I guess, the questions come from. So here's my recommendation, and my recommendation is going to be what you're going to have, what the repercussions are if you end up doing what I'm about to tell you. So if you want to have an adults only, my opinion, which is, again, a lot of people disagree, but I think as long as you're very upfront with the expectations that it's an adult only wedding, that you are very upfront about that. That is my recommendation. Now, many, many people find that to be rude to put on an invitation, on a website, on social media. And I also, let's just be clear, it's very much in the way that you word it. If you're like, you know, you're invited to a wedding, don't bring your kids. Yeah, that's pretty awkward and rude. But I think it's okay to say, you're invited to our special day. We ask that it's an adult only. That way we can be with our friends and family and you can have and enjoy a night without kids running around. You know, it's and you'll have to word that obviously in a formalized way, but that is my recommendation. That all I'm saying, it's not even about the wording that I'm recommending. What I am saying is that you are upfront about about that, so that you're not making awkward phone calls, especially after you've sent those paper copies that cannot be edited, cannot be updated and changed last second. So there are a lot of heated discussions online about that when I looked up in the forums, and it literally looks like a 50-50 split. But at the end of the day, this is your day, no matter what anybody says. So if you want an adult-only wedding, if you find the value in that, if you find the reasons behind that, we have hosted plenty of adult-only weddings, and I will say they tend to be a little crazier in a positive way. People tend to do a little more dancing, a little more fun, and they do stay longer. That's from my experience. But on the flip side, we've also had similar weddings with kids, and beautiful, excellent, And definitely the majority actually have kids at the wedding. So with that being said, I just tackled a pretty difficult topic to go over. But again, just remember, it is your day. So again, I'm just going to recap. We talked quite a bit today about invitations. Again, if you want to do the paper copy, nothing wrong with that. RSVP, send them out as soon as possible. Invitations, if you do online, you don't have anything to worry about. Combine your website with your invitations and RSVPs. It's kind of like the same thing, so you can update that online. If you're going to do invitations in the mail, you know, again, usually it's anywhere from 3 to 6 months is what people recommend, but it's all over the place and, you know, you can't nail down any response. You're going to get a different response whoever you ask. Okay, so I truly, truly, truly love the online approach. Even if you want to do RSVPs in the mail and then turn around and do online invitations, whatever that looks like, I like online. And then you can even communicate through texting, emailing, or Facebook Messenger. Those are just some of the ways that you could actually do that. And then we also talked about the kids only, the most controversial topic that I have covered on an episode. So I covered some of that. So with that being said, this is today is actually our second wedding of the year. I've got to go over and help. So it was a pleasure talking to you guys, and I will talk to you on our next episode.